direction that we have found. As we look across the country, there are two political issues. One, consistency, where we have a pretty good record, the other side does not. That one, however, I think people would forgive you for inconsistency. I think on the other hand, that's why I asked the question, anything that's interpreted as moving toward, even an iota toward more for people on welfare is not good for us politically at this point. I would say HR1 wouldn't be good for us at this point, due to the fact that there is a very strong feeling about the welfare. It was interesting to me to note even that the Times had a piece on it a couple 3 days ago where Lindsay was making a big point, positive point, to my amazement, that they stopped. I mean, the welfare rolls have not increased in New York City. Well, normally you'd be arguing the other way, but apparently it's. You seem to feel that. Now, that's just a judgment on the political side, you see. On the other side of the coin, of course, there are those who say, well, the administration is being tested. Does it really want welfare reform? Is it really for doing something about this? Or are we really conniving with the opponents of welfare to rescind it by being so unreasonable? And so we really have three different things. One, whether shifting our position is a good idea. You can probably right at that. Two, whether our sincerity in trying to get a program through one of our initiatives, that is raised. That's the one you catch the hell on, that one particularly. And third, the other side of that coin is the fact that any move, how it's going to be interpreted. You know, if it's going to be interpreted as them coming to us, that'd be one thing. If it's interpreted as our moving in the direction of a more liberal welfare, in other words, in the direction of River Cod and open arms, that's something else again. The latter would be very, very damaging. And I'd like to have a. Do you have a vote at 4 o'clock right now?
That's it.
And we may get a vote on Stevenson to hire tomorrow or the day tomorrow. Well, we don't know whether he submits it.
Right. Well, I think it's a very.
Rickard is not here, so I think that's a leaning. Well, he's probably down there voting. So he's supposed to be here. That's why these lights are up here. He wants something. I don't think he's coming. That's why we're waiting.
Well, I think it's a tough.
What do you have to? They're waiting to hear from you, Elliot. Is that fine? Scott is basically.
Well, I think Scott can hang on for a little while. I think we. I would. It would be inconsistent with the calling the bluff tactic to have the word passed that we were going to take this with the Stevenson Amendment. If it were done at all, it ought to be done on a basis which pulls the rug on the Stevenson and by Scott getting up without any forewarning and saying in effect,
Bill Timmons is with me. You better check with him because I don't want him to miss the vote.
On Rivercock.
Yeah, on Rivercock. If he's going to miss the vote, or it's maybe if he wants to duck it, fine, stay here. But if he's going to miss the vote, tell him I'll wait for it. You know, Lawrence, I don't want him to miss the vote if it's going to hurt him.
And we wouldn't want to take London Fat.
Yeah.
But if we were in fact going to do it, I don't think we ought to be passing the word to the contrary either. We just wouldn't be doing anything between now and it's actually being offered. We also leave open the question whether Scott would be offered. And then if Stevenson is offered, Scott would get up and say, "Congratulations, old buddy, on joining the
club."
Yeah, you now propose an amendment.
You have doubts about Washington.
Well, I think that the press will report it as us moving towards Stevenson. That would be
toward Rivercroft.
Or toward Rivercroft. It's
accurate.
If that's the way they report everything.
See, yeah, what I'm concerned. Well, I know what I'm concerned about. What do you think? How do you think they report, John? You've been taking a battery from these bastards out here in the press room. It'd be major news, in my opinion. What I would like to, frankly, is to get up. Should we win the election by a substantial amount, then by God, we ought to get the bill that we want. And we should get a new one. We should, you know, figure what it is, but what if the new Senate. Surely a tragedy is you would think this could happen in the state legislature. It would be, it's hard to realize that the national legislature, particularly the Senate, should be so goddamn irresponsible. Isn't it something? The need for some good senators down there, really, frankly, on our side, too. Be on our side, we hope we get more of our head. Well, I don't know who the hell's running. I suppose there are a bunch of turkeys. I haven't seen them. Look like much.
Well, I don't think we're going to have to start over again anyway.
Yeah. On this one.
Really, it is.
Well, take
I told her, Dan,
take, for example, your health there. The health of her.
Good.
And I told him, I said, well, God, that's the end of the program. That's for next year. You can't get this year's price. No, we'll get the wrong kind of thing. Matter of fact, health may very well be in the way of getting welfare reform. Well, the way it means to me.
No, I don't think so. I think we can stay loose.
If let me talk to John Ewing.
Yes, sir.
We may well have so.
Let me say that you have been I told you, you've been I know a real great guy. You've taken these stuff to the church and take on terrible issues because people do think they don't think that if the trouble with a responsible administration, we could do 900 good. They'll say, well, they don't read it, right? We just have a hell of a problem. And I suppose that's the thing that concerns you about this one, because you don't want us to be in a position where they can say, you know, I saw them the other time to the trouble, of course, and so your teachers and so forth. And I saw, of course, Rivercroft's attack, which he has, which I think he has every right to. On the other hand, there's some cross currents here on the political side, on this whole subject of welfare, which give me a great deal of pause. It's an attitude in the country toward the whole thing's a lot different than it was in August of 1969. I'm not sure we're doing the right thing. I'm just talking between us, understand. I think we got HR when I signed it, just like that, no question. And if we could get it clean and the rest we'd be fucking for it, trying to get a vote, because it's our initiative. I must say that if I were to do it right now, I just don't know. I'm not sure that the direction is right. I'm not sure the direction would be right even now.
Politically, it isn't entirely right.
But maybe it's the right thing to do.
Some of it is, and a lot of people, even now.
George Shultz is a very good believer in it. He's a fiscal.
Well, I was in Rhode Island on Friday campaigning with Chafee and
DeSimone.
They say that welfare has become the issue.
Which side?
In Rhode Island, that it has hurt the government more than any single thing.
Oh,
and they are campaigning on HR 1 and on the work-related provisions. This goes over very well.
The way it is that I put it in a very negative way. I put it in a negative way in order to get the government. To me, the weakness is the $4,000 plan. The weakness of the $4,000 plan is it does not provide for the working poor. You sure as hell cannot provide more for somebody of welfare than you do for somebody who works. And there are, probably your figures are 6 to 7 million people, full-time workers who earn less than $4,000. Hard to realize that's true, but it is true in this country. That's wrong. So what we're going to study the working poor. The beauty of our HR 1 is it is a complete package.
Yeah.
It provides for the working poor, it provides for welfare, and so forth. Right. And you can go out and honestly say, we're for a program that does not provide more for people on welfare than for people that work. It provides as much for a person that works as not to be penalized. And that's a hell of a strong argument for HR 1. You always make that argument, don't you? That is as bad as it's made for. Now, having said that, the problem we have here is that I think it might be the difficulty we have here is how it's interpreted. I'd like to get a little better feel of that. You know what I mean? It's which way we're moving. We're moving, that said, Nixon moves to our river cop on welfare. I was going to suggest that the senator should pop off the lights on.
No, I didn't think I'm wrong in my interpretation.
And let the senator come in.
Sorry. How you doing?
Strong, good to see you. Good luck.
The head of HEW in a responsible administration is a tough spin, the only thing that covers would be the head of OEO.
Good preparation for it. Come out of that street politics.
That's all right. Thank you.
before the cameras move.
Right.
Walk down along the left side.
Good, sir.